The Book of 2 Chronicles, Chapter 23. And in the seventh year, Jehoiada strengthened himself and took the captains of hundreds, Azariah the son of Jeroham, and Ishmael the son of Jehohanan, and Azariah the son of Obed, and Maaseiah the son of Adiah, and Elishaphat the son of Zichri, into covenant with him. And they went about in Judah, and gathered the Levites out of all the cities of Judah, and the heads of fathers' houses of Israel, and they came to Jerusalem. And all the assembly made a covenant with the king in the house of God. And he said to them, "Look, the king's son will reign, as Yahweh has spoken concerning the sons of David. This is the thing that you will do. A third part of you who come in on the Sabbath, of the priests and of the Levites, will be porters of the thresholds, and a third part will be at the king's house, and a third part at the gate of the foundation, and all the people will be in the courts of the house of Yahweh. But let none come into the house of Yahweh, except the priests and those who minister of the Levites. They will come in, for they are holy. But all the people will keep the charge of Yahweh. And the Levites will circle the king round about, every man with his weapons in his hand. And whoever comes into the house, let him be slain, and be with the king when he comes in and when he goes out." So the Levites and all Judah did according to all that Jehoiada the priest commanded. And they took every man his men, those who were to come in on the Sabbath, with those who were to go out on the Sabbath. For Jehoiada the priest did not dismiss the courses. And Jehoiada the priest delivered to the captains of hundreds the spears, and bucklers and shields that had been King David's, which were in the house of God. And he set all the people, every man with his weapon in his hand, from the right side of the house to the left side of the house, along by the altar and the house, by the king round about. Then they brought out the king's son and put the crown on him and gave him the testimony and made him king. And Jehoiada and his sons anointed him. And they said, "Long live the king." And when Athaliah heard the noise of the people running and praising the king, she came to the people into the house of Yahweh. And she looked and saw that the king stood by his pillar at the entrance, and the captains and the trumpets by the king. And all the people of the land rejoiced, and blew trumpets. The singers also played on instruments of music, and led the singing of praise. Then Athaliah rent her clothes and said, "Treason, treason." And Jehoiada the priest brought out the captains of hundreds who were set over the host and said to them, "Have her forth between the ranks, and whoever follows her, let him be slain with the sword." For the priest said, "Don't slay her in the house of Yahweh." So they made way for her. And she went to the entrance of the horse gate to the king's house, and they slew her there. And Jehoiada made a covenant between himself and all the people and the king that they should be Yahweh's people. And all the people went to the house of Baal and broke it down and broke his altars and his images in pieces and slew Matan the priest of Baal before the altars. And Jehoiada appointed the officers of the house of Yahweh under the hand of the Levitical priests, whom David had distributed in the house of Yahweh, to offer the burnt offerings of Yahweh, as it is written in the law of Moses, with rejoicing and with singing, according to the order of David. And he set the porters at the gates of the house of Yahweh, that none who was unclean in anything should enter in. And he took the captains of hundreds, and the majestic ones, and the governors of the people, and all the people of the land, and brought down the king from the house of Yahweh. And they came through the upper gate to the king's house, and set the king on the throne of the kingdom. So all the people of the land rejoiced, and the city was quiet. And Athaliah they had slain with the sword.